As we've learned over the past few years, events that we follow in the United States are often reported very differently in the newspapers and TV networks of the Arab world. And we would like to learn how the capture of Saddam Hussein appears to people in the Middle East. We've called Khaled Al-Maina, who is the editor-in-chief of the Arab News, an English-language newspaper based in Saudi Arabia, and he joins us now from Jeddah, Saudi Arabia. Mr. Al-Maina, let's begin with the question that must be on your mind. What's your headline going to be for your next edition?
Well, in a couple of hours, we'll have a headline, caught.
Caught.
That's the word, caught. There was another frame of thought, the mother of all captures, because Saddam loved to use that word.
Like the mother of all battles, caught, yes.
Yeah, because I think caught is with his picture as he's being taken away and being viewed by, I think, a U.S. Army doctor. I think that will dominate our page one.
Well, that's an interesting image that many Americans have seen today, that videotape of Saddam Hussein being examined with wild hair, looks like he needs a haircut, a beard that has grown out and grown out gray, and looked rather resigned was the way that one U.S. military official put it. Is that image, that video, all over Arab language television today?
Oh, yes. It has been plastered all over, and people are talking about it, and all TV stations have carried that picture.
And can you give me some idea of how people are responding to that image?
A lot of people were surprised because they expected him to last a few more months hiding. But I think people were happy. And in fact, a lot of people in Saudi Arabia and in the Gulf said he got what he deserved. And one thing that also made us more appreciative of the whole situation is that the Americans got to him. We don't want this man to be killed. We want this man to be tried for the murder and the horror that he inflicted on a whole nation and the confusion that he caused all across the world.
And one other thing, if I might, as an Arabic speaker who's got access to Al Jazeera and Al Arabiya, just as a television viewer, what has the tone been of the coverage today on those channels?
The tone of the Al Jazeera and other Al Arabiya and others has been quite academic, in fact. I mean, they have been reporting as is. There weren't any wild announcers saying things anti-American or even pro-American. They've been just relaying news, talking about it, speaking, and showing Iraqis cheering and happy and firing guns in the air.
It sounds like the coverage from the U.S. point of view or the Bush administration's point of view is probably a little better in the Middle East than it's been on some other days.
Yes, it has. And I think it's a great thing. I personally think in the Saudis and the Gulf that even that image shows that this is the way tyrants will meet their end. And as you say in America, what goes around comes around.
As a journalist, do you think that your views on this day are widely shared in the Middle East?
Yes, we made a survey, a quick random survey of men, women, and children across Saudi Arabia. The overwhelming majority of the people heaved a sigh of relief.
A sigh of relief?
You know, I mean, this man caused a lot of pain and bloodshed in this area. And we hope that with him, a dark and sad chapter will be closed forever.
Khaled Al-Maina is the editor-in-chief of the Arab News, an English-language paper based in Saudi Arabia. Mr. Al-Maina, thanks very much.
Thank you.